Hello, everyone, and welcome to the August 7th, 2016 edition of the Astrology News Report. I'm your intrepid host, Ron Berger. In this segment, we'll take a look at the upcoming planetary patterns and predictions. What's on the celestial agenda for August 7th to August 14th and beyond? The big news this week is about Jupiter. The planet known as the Great Benefic in Vedic astrology is changing signs. After over a year in sidereal Leo since mid-July 2015, Jupiter now moves into Virgo on August 11, 2016. Jupiter is an important significator in astrology. It's the energy of expansion and increase, the planet of optimism, opportunity, truth, law, faith, abundance, prosperity, and wisdom. Since Jupiter spends a year in a zodiacal sign, when it changes signs, it sets up an important new pattern in the zodiac with long-range implications. Jupiter will now express its energy from the venue of Virgo, the sign of details and analysis. Virgo is one of the earth signs, focused on getting tangible, practical results. Here are some of the potential outcomes. Jupiter's energy of increase, added to Virgo's preoccupation with details, gives a proliferation of details, which can result in a tendency to lose sight of the big picture. Virgo's propensity to analyze, plus Jupiter's emphasis on beliefs, will result in a closer examination of everyone's belief system. Virgo's sense of perfection, plus Jupiter's signification of justice and laws, will result in more tightly defined decisions from the courts. Now I'll go through the zodiac and take a look at what the potential results will be for your chart based on your sidereal rising sign. If you are Aries rising, then Jupiter will be in your sixth house for the next 12 months. The planet of opportunity in the house of employment is great if you are looking for a new job or seeking a promotion. Jupiter also helps in solving problems, overcoming your competition, and advancing in self-improvement or health regimens. On the downside, Jupiter is the planet of enlargement, so if you have a tumor growing inside of you, better deal with it soon. For Taurus rising people, Jupiter in Virgo puts it in your fifth house. This position brings opportunities for romance and better relations with your child or children. It could even signal the birth of a child. By contributing its positive energy to your house of creativity and investment, it will help you in getting a new project off the ground. The fifth house is teachers and teachings, and spiritual practice. So, this is a good time to increase your activities in that area. Jupiter will be transiting through the fourth house of Gemini rising charts, where it indicates an improvement in your living conditions, maybe even a new home or a new car. There will also be better relations with your mother and improvement for her circumstances. The planet of increase in the fourth house indicates increase in property value and the value of your assets. Since the fourth house is the foundation of the chart, Jupiter's transit here gives you overall more confidence and a sense of self-satisfaction. If you are Cancer rising, Jupiter will be transiting in your third house for the next 12 months, where it will bring you opportunities in your immediate environment. This is the planet of increase in your third house of skills and talents, and therefore picking up some new skills or finding new uses for your talents. Since the third house is personal desires, you also get more involved in satisfying those desires. The third house is your efforts and initiative. Jupiter impels you to try to do more, to take on new endeavors, promote yourself, and so forth. For Leo rising people, Jupiter spends the next 12 months in your second house. The planet of increase in the house of personal finances is good. Usually there is some uptick in income. This position also produces better relations with your immediate family. It's the planet of opportunity in the house of speaking. But since the second is also what goes into the mouth, this transit can result in eating more and richer foods, with the attendant increase in girth. Jupiter transits in the ascendant for Virgo rising charts. This position of Jupiter brings opportunities across the board, along with a big dose of optimism. The main issue will be resisting the temptation to jump on everything that shows up, with the risk of getting spread too thin, and then nothing gets finished. Since the ascendant represents the body as a whole, and Jupiter indicates increase, there can be weight gain. Anyone with Libra rising will experience Jupiter in their 12th house for the next 12 months, where it brings opportunities in foreign lands, with unknown people, and with institutions. But this is also the planet of increase in the house of expenses, so better get ready for some expenditures which may come from an unknown quarter, in other words, be unexpected. Since Jupiter is a spiritual planet, and the 12th house is one of the moksha houses, this transit can signal progress in meditation, more self-understanding through introspection, increasing intuition, making you more wise, and generous. It's the house of humanitarian acts, charity, volunteering. Scorpio rising people get Jupiter transiting in their 11th house. This is a good transit, the planet of increase in the house of profit and gains. The profit picture is up. It's also the house of friends and associates. There's an increase in your social circle and improved relations with them. As the 11th is the house of goals and ambitions, this transit brings expanded ambition, hopes, and dreams, but you have to be careful of the rose-colored glasses scenario. In other words, don't abandon realism. If you are Sagittarius rising, Jupiter will benefit your 10th house of career and community deeds. Here, Jupiter brings increase and opportunity to the career area. This transit helps a lot if you have your own business or if you are intending to start one. The Jupiter transit in the 10th house brings an increase in professional and/or public activities. This is also the planet of improvement in the house of status, reputation, and position, indicating an opportunity to increase your standing in the community or in your profession. Capricorn rising people get Jupiter transiting through their 9th house, where it brings opportunity for long-distance travel, higher education, and publications. The planet of conciliation in the house of father and guru is good for improving those relationships in your life. Jupiter is the planet of beliefs, here in the house of religion, morals, and meritorious deeds, and thereby encourages you to manifest more in that area of your life. It's a good time to take a trip or begin a course of study. Jupiter transiting through Virgo puts it in the 8th house for Aquarius rising people. The 8th house is simultaneously the house of other people's money, secret actions, research and investigation, and metaphysical knowledge. Traditionally, this transit indicates a potential for inheritance, or in some way brings benefit through another person's wealth. Or this transit can bring increased prosperity to your partner. Jupiter, as the planet of wisdom in the house of esoteric knowledge, can help on that level. But the planet of increase in the house of chronic health problems might not be a good thing. If this part of your chart is already problematic for you, this transit can indicate the return of, or increase of, a constitutional health issue. And for Pisces ascendant, Jupiter will be transiting in your seventh house for the next 12 months, the house of one-on-one relationships. The obvious interpretation is opportunity for marriage. If you are already married, Jupiter improves the relationship. Other types of one-on-one relationships also can improve or increase, for instance, clients, which are another seventh house matter. Since the seventh house is also distant places, the planet of opportunity in this sector of your chart leads to opportunities away from home. Additional effects from Jupiter's new position come from the planet's aspects. Like all planets in Vedic astrology, Jupiter influences the sign and any planet therein that is directly across from it, in other words, Pisces. Therefore, if you have Pisces rising, or a Pisces planet, or in any case, the part of your life indicated by the house of your chart occupied by Pisces, as well as the person it represents, will benefit. Here's an example of a Virgo rising person, Bill Clinton, and how the Jupiter in Virgo transit helps Hillary in the upcoming election. Additionally, Jupiter puts out a trine aspect that affects the sign and house in the fifth and ninth positions from it. Thus, Jupiter will be sending benefits to the sign Capricorn and Taurus, and the houses in your personal chart that contain those signs. The effects will be more pronounced if you happen to have natal planets in those signs. So, here's the chart of President Obama. The Jupiter transit in his ninth house benefits himself, as well as his children, and hits three of his natal planets as well. Okay, that's it for this week. Thanks for visiting astrologynewsreport.com. I'll be posting updates during the week, as usual, on Twitter at AstroNewsReport.